Hey, BP.
Hi, BP. Good to see you.
Hi, boogers.
Hi, PF. Care.
Morning, Eric.
Good to see you.
Hi, Frog Cat. Hi, BP49. Hi, PFC. Good to see ya.
Hi, Venice.
Venice.
I like that. Venice, okay.
Hi, Dina Joe.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Eric. Good morning.
Well, I'm here with y'all guys, but I'm just waiting for all the other kids to show up.
Oh, there
hey, Benice is from South Africa. Nice.
Well, wow. Nice to have you here.
Well, that's a first for the show.
Thank you,
I mean, we've got friends in Kenya and Ghana and some other places, though. And Egypt. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America. I'm the Old Man, and I'm in Washington State, and with me, as always, is Mr. Eric Kurt in Georgia. Good to have you with us, Eric. And the lovely Miss Colorado, Dina Joe.
Hey, everybody. Good to see you, Brina.
Hi, Brina. It is Friday.
Friday the 13th.
Ooh. Hi, the only crazy lady. Good to see you.
Hey, the only crazy lady.
The sun is out, shining today. Boy, yesterday was a miserable day. It was all windy and dark, and today the sun's out. There's no wind.
Mr. A.
Hi, Mr. A.
Perfect day in the Pacific.
I guess Tuttles is running late.
Ah, let's see. Was in here before us. I don't know.
It's a late running day. I was running late.
We have been. Hello, Sebastio Jose de la Vera, Jose de la Vera. Welcome.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
That's a wow. Hey.
Try to say that 10 times.
No, I'm not going to try to say that. That's a tongue twister.
Welcome. Nice to see you.
Glad to have you with us today.
Hey, nice to see everybody coming into the live show. Yeah. Thank you for coming in. Be sure to hit that follow button so you get notices of when we're on. And thanks for coming in, stopping by.
Yes. Hi, Gina.
If you're listening to us later in the day, and you're listening to us through downloads through the many platforms that you can find us on. Thank you for listening to the downloads. And if you're listening to this on the replay, which is on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
And if you are if you're coming in here as a result of the morning 15-minute warning that Podcast Overlords puts out every morning. They post out on Twitter that we are going to go live in 15 minutes. If you're in here as a result of that, thank you. Thank you. They're a great group of people. And that's one of the things that they can do for you.
Hi, Moonchild. Hi, Tuttles. Hi, Moonchild.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There's
all
Tuttles.
All of a sudden, I turned my head and woo.
Oh, Tuttles finally made it.
Finally,
that's
Tuttles.
About time, Tuttles.
Tuttles.
Jeez.
Tuttles, get in the corner right now. Time out. He's got so many kids running around him.
I was curious how many Friday the 13th are there in the year 2022, and there's only one, and that is today. Today is the only Friday.
I thought there was only one.
Yeah, let's see. There was one last year, one Friday the 13th last year, and there's going to be two Friday the 13th in 2023. Yeah, there you go.
Oh, really? Yeah. So there can be more than. Hi, Corey.
Yes, there can be. It depends on how the calendar things. And then I read this one thing about Friday the 13th. It says, hey, don't worry about it. Don't worry about Friday the 13th. Nothing will happen on Friday the 13th that cannot happen on Saturday the 14th. Yeah. I thought, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I've never thought of it. Like, yeah, I've never been like, oh my gosh, I can't leave the house.
I have never either.
Oh my gosh, I saw a black cat. It's Friday the 13th. I've never.
Yeah. Yeah. Hi, hey, Gray. Hey, Asha. Hi, no, George. I've always been that type of person too, where they say, you know, it's Friday the 13th. It's like, really? It is? Oh, I didn't even notice. Didn't even notice. No. Oh, it said, though, today is a great day to be late because you can always blame it on Friday the 13th.
There you go, man. Tuttles.
Hey, you're late from work. You're late to work. What's going on? Oh, man, it's Friday the 13th, you know. Wow. Were you really, DeGray? You were born on Friday the 13th? That'd be awesome. That'd be an awesome birthday to have. Yep.
Well, March 13th is his birthday.
Oh, so yeah, it could have very well on that year.
That guy.
Very well been on it, Friday.
That guy.
Yeah. And it was a full moon when he was born.
I bet it was. Your hiney came out first, huh?
Oh, there's another one. What is it? Hi, I'm Corey. Hi, I'm Corey. Hi, Corey. Corey says he was born on Friday the 13th, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hi, Dee. Yeah. See, so good things come out of Friday the 13th.
I've always thought of, I've never.
Yeah, I've never been. Stupid.
Yeah. 13 isn't any more unlucky for me as the 12th or the 14th. You know, it's all the day to me. All a day. As Bob's tree falls on the studio. God, Friday the 13th. Oh, no.
Well, it could have happened tomorrow or yesterday.
Yeah, it could. It would have been more likely to happen yesterday with all the wind we had.
We have had so much wind. I swear, the last 2 months, it seems like, it's just been constant wind. And I read, hi, Lou Rock, it's because of El Nino. El Nino is out in the ocean, and it's, hi, Jess, and it's
Hi, Jess.
And it's blowing the air up the jet stream and down through the mountain, cool air, and then it's making it super windy.
Hi, Ryan.
Holy.
Hi, Ryan.
How's that wind going? Woo. Baby.
It's pretty tough.
Notice there's always an excuse for some kind of weather thing. I mean, you know, it's always like they come up, it's El Nino or it's El Nina. You know, it's there's something. Why can't they just go?
And they said it's been the worst since 2000.
Can't they just go, yeah, it's windy today.
And it's going to be like that for a few more months and we're in a drought. So they said.
Ah.
It's kind of scary because, you know, there's crazy people out there and it's super windy and it's dry and yeah.
I know we get, you know, it's like here in the Pacific Northwest, it rains a lot, especially
good
April.
Morning,
there's so much rain in April, you know, and it's April. And then come June, you know, it's going to be like, oh, we got to, we're in a little bit of a drought here. How can we be in a drought with all the rain
morning,
we just got 2 months ago? I don't know.
Good to see you.
And you know what they do here that's really crazy with all the rain we get? You know what they do here? I know in Oregon, I don't know about Washington State, but in Oregon, they tried to make it illegal to collect rainwater.
Yeah, it's been, I think that they just passed it that you can out here because it was illegal forever and ever. It was. And I'm like, what? Who? It's coming from the air. So you're telling me if I put something outside, you're going to come
illegal.
And take me away.
It's illegal to collect rainwater. Yeah. What the French toast is that all about?
Because they have those big, huge plastic, I don't know what those things are called, those big plastic containers, you know, that you put on your downspout that collects the water for you. And
Unless they collect it. Mm-hmm. Is that how it is in Canada, Tuttles?
No, it's not illegal to collect rainwater, but there was actually a reason for it, especially in the States. There's a lot of people collecting rainwater and using it as their drinking water.
Yeah.
And with all the avian bird flus and stuff in recent history, a lot of people were actually getting sick from drinking their rainwater out of their barrels, even though they filtered it. So they made it illegal to try to prevent people from drinking the rainwater and getting sick. Because when birds fly over your house, they poop on your roof. And when the rain comes down, it washes the bird shit. Bird poop. And it goes into the rain barrels. So actually, there was a whole big epidemic of people getting sick from from drinking bird poop laced rainwater.
Okay, that makes
I know, but I mean,
sense.
Couldn't they just come out with a notice and say, hey,
this
water isn't as clean as you all think it is because of
this,
you know, instead of saying it's against the law. Because
yeah, I know, right? You got to drop the ban hammer before, you know, giving anybody any helpful advice.
I know, yeah. Because if you ban it, then you can't collect it to water your gardens.
Water your gardens.
You know, and
can
water
you
your plants
you
and all that
or something
stuff.
In it, yeah. Right? It
doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
But, you know, coming out with a PSA about how the water's not healthy, and that makes sense. You know, what you said, Totals, makes total sense, yeah. Because roofs have moss on them and bird poopy and, you know, dead squirrels laying in the gutter.
There's the one guy had a conspiracy theory because, you know, people talk about chemtrails and they're dropping the aluminum oxide and, you know, poisoning us and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
His theory was they were eliminating the rainwater because they didn't want people washing it off the roofs, getting into the thing, and then them finding out that there's actually aluminum oxide being dropped everywhere in North America.
it was a whole conspiracy
thing. A few people believed it. It was quite the debate that night that one guy was talking about it. And
that's funny. That's funny. We are a funny species. We are the things we come up with. But I think collecting it for watering your gardens and your plants, I think, sure, why not do it?
Yep.
You know,
I do it. I have three big blue barrels that had citric acid in them originally, so they are food grade.
Uh-huh.
And I collect it off my garage, off my back porch, and off the side of my house, and use them for my big three beds. I think I only had to fire up my hose twice all year last year.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Ralph says he wants to drink it. Well, you know, there are ways you could collect it so you could drink it. I'm sure. You know,
you'd
I'm sure
to
you
filter
could.
It, put it through a UV light, and probably boil it for 3 minutes.
I was gonna say boil it too, yeah.
I don't know. He wants to use it for his coffee. That makes him good coffee. Yeah, buddy.
I'll make you
some nice, good, strong coffee, Ralph.
I found this thing of coffee in my kitchen. And it was finely ground coffee. I think I ground up some espresso brand, some dark roast for my espresso machine, and I ground it really fine. And it's been sitting out there. I don't know, who knows how long this has been sitting in this airtight container. And I found it, and I went, oh, well, I'm just going to mix this with my regular coffee, you know, mix it in with what I just ground up. And I made a pot of it this morning, and it's a little stronger. It's got a little earthy taste to it. I'm thinking, I hope there was no mold in there. I don't know.
Does coffee get moldy? Welcome.
It was in an airtight container. Would it get moldy in an airtight container? I don't think so.
You wouldn't normally think so, but what happens is if you can use the contaminated spoon the last time you scooped it, it can cause microbiates to grow, but if you didn't see anything and it smelled like coffee, still, I would have trusted it myself.
Yeah, it smells like coffee. Yeah, it smelled like coffee, you know. Well, if I have to leave all of a sudden in a hurry and Dina Jo has to take over the show, well, you'll understand why.
Oh, goodness.
Should we send you some Pepto-Bismol now?
I had a friend of mine who's a little kid. This is decades ago. He had a little kid, a little boy. And he would always complain about having a stomach ache because he wanted Pepto-Bismol. He loved that stuff.
I just done.
And he would always say, I got his dummy cake. Okay, all right, here. And then it dawned on him, hey, he's just saying that so he could drink Pepto-Bismol. So they switched up and decided they were going to give him Alka-Seltzers. And no, he didn't want Alka-Seltzers, man. He wanted the pink stuff.
Oh, gross. That always made me so...
I couldn't take that.
My mom would just drink it, and I would throw it right back up.
Oh!
Sad story in a way, but my dad's buddy was an alcoholic and he would mix vodka with Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, no. That's not terrible.
That's gross.
He liked the taste and it kept his stomach from hurting him from the vodka.
Oh, my God.
You know you got problems, but anyway.
Oh, my word. Is that the pink Russian? Tegan wants to know.
Is that it actually could be. I'm not familiar with that one.
That is funny. That's too funny, man. That
all right, I'll hop back down. I just want to it was easier to talk than text.
Yeah.
Thanks, we appreciate you coming in, buddy. You're always always good for information and a good laugh. Thanks, man.
Thanks for having me up.
Yeah. Thanks.
Our good friend Tuttles from Canada.
From Talk Hard. It was on last night.
Yeah. So check out his and Kubella's podcast. Yeah. Hey, and don't forget, today is Promote Your Podcast Day in the chat room. So you got a podcast coming up. Be sure we welcome and encourage everybody to promote your podcast in our chat room. See if we can get people to give you a follow, check you out. They can't check you out if they don't know when you're coming on. So feel free to use the chat room to promote your podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, I got a question for you.
All right, I'm ready, man. What?
All right. and this is for you guys too out there. What five things do you always have in your refrigerator? And I'm not talking, it doesn't have to be like butter, I guess, unless it's some special butter, you know. But what five things do you always have to have in your refrigerator?
Oh. Well, what five things do we always have in our refrigerator? I mean,
yeah, like if you know, like you always have. Like for me, I always have almond butter, so I make sure I have a basket. So that's like one of mine.
Okay, so you mean outside of the normal milk, eggs, butter?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Unless that's you eat eggs all the time, it's like right. I eat eggs all the time. I gotta have them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, jeez. Well, I know you're not gonna like this, but cottage cheese. Gotta have cottage cheese in the old
what?
Man.
Say what entered the house. Welcome. Oh, that was perfect.
Welcome. Say what?
See, you said it just in time. I know. That's what I said. Say what? Ooh.
Hey, Mosey Mo's in there too. Welcome. Hey, but one for me is cottage cheese. Grammy goes out of her way to make sure that the old man's got cottage cheese because she knows I like it.
That's what I'm talking about.
Cottage cheese,
electricity, space, light bulb, pickles, and salsa. Okay.
let's see. What else is there? Gosh, that's hard now. If you're looking out, if you're thinking outside. Well, I will say this, and because we've got two refrigerators, one's out in this out in my shop. Grammy, make sure that I have at least a couple of cans of Guinness in the refrigerator. For me. So that's two, cottage cheese and Guinness. Oh, what a combination. And let's see, cheese. She always makes sure I have cheese. And I don't, you know, that's kind of outside of a normal cheese. Just done. Yeah, cheese. Let's see. So that's three things. Oh, what else does she make sure I have? Oh, Go-Gurts. She makes sure.
Oh my God, he's a child.
Have Go-Gurts.
He's sitting there slurping on a Go-Gurt watching hockey. Oh my
God. Yep. Word. I love those things. Go-Gurts.
What a kid.
And now let's see. The fifth one. What would be the fifth one that's always in the refrigerator? Let's see.
I know, say what? How old are you? I hope Grammy at least goes and gets them at Costco because she could buy a whole case of them.
She does. She buys a big old box of them, man. A big old box of Go-Gurts. I love them, man. I love them. Let's see. What would the fifth thing be? That's a hard thing to come up with, Dina Joe, outside of the
Gina, stuff. Gina says milk, lunch meat, eggs, lettuce, cottage cheese, or cheese. Oh, hi, EJ. I'm so sorry I missed you. I'm sorry. Tegan says yogurt, Greek yogurt. Oh, and mayo. So he must have had more on the list.
Welcome back, Corey.
What else? You keep your Granny Smith apples in the refrigerator, Dina Jo?
Yep.
Huh. Yeah.
I sure do.
I guess the fifth for me would be some kind of lunch meat, some kind of cold cut, I guess.
Okay, Venice. Now, Venice says she was from South Africa?
Yes.
She has cheese, onions, chicken, fizzy drinks, and chili sauce. Interesting.
She got yogurt, too. Yogurt. Marty. Water, sour cream, red hot, cheese, premier shakes.
I'm way up at the top. Lou Rock, eggs, milk, baking soda, and alcohol. Tea Gun, eggs, milk, butter, barbecue sauce, ranch, dressing, Frank sauce, Tuttle's put in there.
Troncat says artichoke, cantaloupe, pears, wine, and scotch. You keep your scotch in the refrigerator, Troncat? Interesting.
I know people who have alcoholic beverages, like the hard liquors, like they put them in the freezer, and the thing about them is they never freeze, but it chills them.
Yeah, and then you never have to pour them over ice, Eric.
Exactly, to get water them down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Outside of beer, the only thing alcoholic thing I have in my refrigerator is Jägermeister.
Oh, gross.
Let's see what else is everybody saying. I keep all La Rock says he keeps all his alcohol in the fridge. Yeah.
Welcome to XNY. Well then, Venice, if it's not Venice, you gotta tell us who you're not, Miss he or she who used the sister's computer. So it's not really Venice.
Oh, you're a hacker. Well, it's good to see you talking
I'm her
in the
brother.
Chat room.
Okay, hi, brother. Okay.
It's good to see
Henrich,
you talking in the
Henrich.
Chat room.
Okay, well, I'll try to remember Henrich, that it's Henrich and not Venice. Okay, nice.
Yeah, we like to get to know people in the chat room before we just take calls. We are family-friendly, clean. We are a clean podcast. So that way you get used to what we are and how we are, and we get used to you and that kind of stuff. Because I saw him trying to call in earlier. I saw him trying to call in earlier. Oh, Eric keeps Frankie D, John Gale, Beans and Weenies, and Joe in the refrigerator. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I was letting them know the shows that are coming on today. Because, well, then plus, don't forget to plug your podcast Friday.
I started
up that hashtag on Twitter.
I'm just teasing you, Eric. That's funny.
Oh. Where I previewed, of course, today's show yesterday on Twitter. Hopefully you like that Plug Your Podcast Friday hashtag.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd like to get people to come in and do that. Yeah.
Hi, St. Simpson. Hi, Jimmy.
Let's see. So anyway, what about you, Eric? What kind of outside of normal stuff do you got in your refrigerator?
Anything
that you like that have to have?
Well, outside of the normal.
I've got to have my liquid coffee cream in the fridge, and
there you go.
What I have in here now are like these like unicorn and mermaid flavored like puddings. You've also and I've got a couple of things of leftover food.
Yeah.
Guys' stomachs never grow up. They all
we stay kids.
And then of course the ketchup, mustard, condiments, and hot sauce. I mean. You can't go wrong with that.
Nope. Mayonnaise. Yeah, buddy. I got all the stuff that's gross to Dina Joe in my refrigerator.
I have mayonnaise too. I use it.
No, I know, but you don't drink. You don't just eat it.
I know. I don't.
I put bottled waters in the fridge, like to chill them.
Oh yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. You know, I was talking about, you said guys in their kid's stomach. I told Grammy the other day, you know what we haven't had in a long time? She goes, what's that? I go, Jell-O. She goes, you need some Jell-O? I go, yeah, I need some Jell-O. So she's gonna make
some
me some Jell-O.
I need some Jell-O, Grammy.
I need some Jell-O to go with my Go-Gurts.
Oh, my Lord.
Well, I picked up a couple of non-refrigerated snacks, like these peanut butter and chocolate flavored Muddy Buddies, like put out by Chex, and these Tikas, like Blue Heat chips. And
okay,
these chips will set your mouth on fire.
That was right. My next question. What five things do you have that you have in your pantry that it's like, oh my gosh, I have to have these because I like to snack on them or cook with them. And so you said, what did you say they were, Eric?
The Takis spelled T-A-K-I-S, these blue heat chips. Because these will set your mouth on fire.
Oh, wow.
And then Chex Mudd Buddies chips.
I've heard of those.
I'm like Eric. I got to have my chips. Oh,
ooh.
I got to have my chips.
Oh, yes. That's what they're called. I've seen them before. T-A-K-I-S. Thanks, Lou Rock. Are they round?
You can find them at gas stations or at grocery stores.
Are they rolled? Are some of them rolled?
Yeah, they're kind of like rolled up nacho chips.
Okay. Yeah. I've seen them, but I've never tried them before. So they're really spicy. Hmm.
Yeah.
Try that.
Some and kind nutty. Of cookie. I got to have some kind of cookie in the pit. In the pantry.
Okay.
And tortillas. I gotta have flour tortillas for wraps. Because I'll eat anything in a wrap. You know, it's like if we have a leftover stir fry, it's going in a wrap.
Takis, Mr. Ace says.
We got stuff like that. Takis. And then, of course, cereal. What kind of cereal? Yeah. What kind of cereal you got over there, Eric? What kind of cereals you got?
Well, I have the store brand Raisin Bran Crunch, and then I have this limited edition Lucky Charms, like from St. Patrick's Day.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I sat down watching hockey the other day, and Dina Joe, I sat down with
the video game connection.
I sat down with a bowl, a little bowl full of Cheerios. No milk, just Cheerios. And I'm sitting there eating them like that. And Grammy looks at me and she goes, you really are a little kid, aren't you?
Yeah.
I go, what? She goes, you're eating Cheerios. I go, Cheerios are a great snack. So I like to have Cheerios. Cheerios are a great snack. Yeah. Well, what do you got, Dina Jo? What's in your pantry?
There's a whole lot of, there's a cereal, a bunch of cereal, hot and cold. But I don't eat any of those. Those are all Aaron and Lewis hot. And there's a bunch of cereal. So I would say cereal, chips, both like tortilla chips and then an assortment of regular chips and maybe a pretzel thrown in there and nuts.
Uh-huh.
And then all my spices.
Yeah. Grammy has all kinds of nuts and little,
granola bars,
trail mix snacks, kind of stuff. You know, she always has all kinds of stuff. Venice says, you guys ever had sheep or ox tripe stocked in the fridge?
By Dennis.
No.
BP49's
got Doritos, Sun Chips, pasta, rice, and soups. There you go.
Hi, John Gill.
Hi, John.
No, we didn't. I've never had that.
We're talking about what you have, five things you have in your refrigerator or pantry that you got to have in there.
Oh, that guy. Wow. Yeah. He's commenting to, hi, I'm Corey. I love chips on my, I do too. I love taking regular potato chips and throwing them on a sandwich. Yeah. Yeah.
Cereal, crunch them up, like buddy. Grits and oatmeal? Yeah. My guys, they have hot cereal packages of,
I love oatmeal. Yeah, especially in the summer. I mean, I'm not in the winter and fall and winter. I love that oatmeal. I love those oatmeal packets that you get. You know, that you rip them open and hot water.
Oreos. John has to have ranch dressing.
Okay. Another thing that's in my pantry: spam.
Oh no! Ralph has tortillas, beans, mayo, sriracha, ginger, ale, and greens.
Oh, there you go. Healthy. Yeah, I like a good ginger ale. What brand ginger ale do you have there,
Reese's
Ralph?
With potato chips inside of them.
What?
How do the potato chips stay crunchy if it's surrounded by mushy? You know what I'm saying? After a while, you think it loses crunch.
Oh yeah, that guy, kimchi. Yeah, I bet that is good on a sandwich, on a burger. Kimchi, it's almost like a cabbage. Yeah, fermented spicy cabbage. Yeah.
You're so nice, Corey, sharing your nuts with your house guests. That's so nice of you. Wish I could.
I can't imagine chips in a Reese's.
And Ryan wishes to get cheese in the can. That cheese whiz, isn't it called cheese whiz? And you shake it all up and it comes out that little.
Oh, that canned cheese stuff.
Yeah,
I love
that.
Cheese whiz.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the Blues Brothers when in the first Blues Brothers movie when Elwood and Jake are going to Elwood's apartment that he's living in, a single room apartment, and he walks in the lobby and the guy goes, "You get my cheese whiz, boy?" And he throws him a can of that cheese whiz.
Oh my gosh, I haven't had that in for ages.
It goes good on Ritz crackers. I was craving it once and Grammy got me some of the cheese out of that spray, that aerosol can. Cheese on Ritz crackers, man. Mm-mm-mm. Good stuff.
Yeah, cheese whiz. Is there really cheese in there? I want to know.
What's illegal in Canada? Cheese whiz?
Cheese in a can is illegal? Oh my gosh. But they'll let you collect water, huh? cheese, how funny. I'm trying to see if there's really cheese in there.
Tuttle says his sister is a chef and she makes delicious curry with sheep's head and the tripe. You know, I would really try that too because I like a good curry, but I don't know about the tripe. I don't like tripe. I just don't. I don't like it.
In menudo?
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's really funny because I...
brothers and sisters love menudo. I can't.
Well, that's the Ramirez in you. Yeah, it's what the Mexicans eat is tripe.
Yeah.
I mean, in menudo after New Year's, they eat tripe.
I can't do it, though. My brothers and sisters can, but I can't.
Now, I could take the menudo and take the tripe out of it, and I'll eat it. But I won't eat the tripe. I just don't like it. I tried it once, and it was just like, no, I ain't eating this. No. Tron Cat says, Cheese Whiz is good if you enjoy eating CO2 particles. CO2 particles. Yum.
Hi, boy. No, I remember the band Menudo. You do, Ralph? Did you like them? I don't remember what they sung, but I know they had a hit.
Are you talking about Benice? Are you talking about the tripe? He says it's healthy. It doesn't have any fat. I don't know. Ain't gonna get me to eat it. Sorry, buddy.
I agree.
Sardines and mustard on crackers. Yeah, you know.
What?
Yeah, that's the gray. That's that gray. I like sardines and macaroni and cheese. Sardines and macaroni and cheese.
Does it make it really super salty?
Well, you don't put a ton of them in there, Dina Jo. I mean.
Well, you said I like sardines. So that means more than one, and I would think only like I would think that even one would be very salty.
Wow.
All right then.
I know what. Yeah, okay. All right. Pickled herring and sour cream, John Gale. Yeah.
All right.
Ketchup. Oh, you know what I saw the other day? They're advertising chicken skin chips. Chicken skin chips. They take the chicken skin, and they season it up and deep fry it to a real crisp, and it's all
sized
like chicken, just like potato chips. Yeah, chicken skin. It's good stuff.
I've seen that. Yeah, like the chicharrones.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, you're right. It would be like a chicken chicharrone,
but very thin. Yeah. I kept a wada.
Yeah, because that's what. Pork rinds are chicharrones. Right. They're just pork skin. Yeah.
Right.
Pork rinds. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, and I think I saw those at Costco. I'm trying to think where I saw that at. You brought it I vaguely remember. Now I have to keep an eye out from where I saw it because I know I've seen this.
What is that video game connection? What's that? Old fashioned Cocomil. Con plato.
It's a chocomil con plátano. If you want to grow up to be a strong boy, yeah, you drink your chocomil. I don't know if Dean and Joe ever seen this. Remember, it's the little boy, and he has a big, strong arm like Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
On the cover, or Pancho Pantera, and it's like Ovaltine, but
yes, I just brought it up. Yes, how funny.
Yeah. It's a little boy. He looks like Bob's big boy, and he has a big giant arm. And you drink your chocomil with some banana. That's plátano.
That's supposed exactly to give what you... they're showing.
What does it say?
No, they just show a picture of the little boy, and then the milk in a little bowl of sliced bananas, like they're mixing it all up. Like they're mixing it all up. That's what comes up when I bring it. You're not lying. No, so, and then yeah, they had a strawberry one too.
Yeah,
I guess,
and then you grow up to be a 5'8" strong guy like me. No, I'm just kidding.
You grow up to be 5'8" 350 pounds.
What? Hey, wait a minute there.
Hey, oh no. So you said it's kind of like a Mexican version of Ovaltine.
Yeah, but it has like it's packed with, supposedly it's packed with vitamins and minerals.
Oh,
and then the banana adds to it too.
Which
it probably,
yeah,
it probably didn't work on me. I didn't drink it so much, but I got some 6'3" brother-in-laws.
Really? Did they drink it? Yeah,
they probably drink it every day.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'd drink that in a heartbeat, yeah. Hey, how's your podcast doing? How's your podcast going?
It's doing great. Hi, it's just that welcome. Can I speak on it a little bit?
Yes, I'm asking you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen of the Old Man's Podcast, and I know there's a lot of you out there downloads. I'm a friend of the Old Man's Podcast. So if you can, on behalf of them, could you download the Video Game Connection on any podcast platform? But if you can do it on Apple Podcasts, I want to be number one in the video game section.
All right. He's got a goal.
Yeah. And you know what? At the end of every show, we do a video game wrap.
Nice.
Which is a lot of work, but hey.
Yes. You know, yes.
At the end of every show, me and my brother-in-law Ivan, we do a video game rap. One week it was one to Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. The next week it was the Ja Rule's Clap Back. Then we did what are we gonna do?
What's the gist of the podcast? You talk about games and gaming? I mean, what do you
think? Yeah, it's basically me and my personality, video game show version. So it's gaming news. We review games. We talk about old school games. And that at the end, all done in comedy form.
Oh, okay.
You know, I do my voices in it. Yeah. And then at the end, I say, hey, world premiere. And then we do a rap.
Nice. Oh. And when does it air? When is it on?
Welcome back, AJFD.
When can they find?
You could download it. So you just type in the video game connection. It'll pop up. The whole title is The Video Game Connection and Homeboy 88 Podcast. You could find it either or.
So let me ask it's you again. Me. Do you do a? Is it a live show or is all? Is
yeah,
it all
right? It's live because I went into it once when he first after he came
well,
here.
No, it, or was it's I hardly ever live, oh, but you can download it on any platform.
Oh, okay, all right. So look for it on any of the dab. But you really like to have them try to find it on the Apple or the iTunes.
On the iTunes because I took myself off the comedy category, old man, with the Homeboy 88, and all my stats went away. They said, oh, okay, you want to take your stats away? We'll take them away. Goodbye.
Oh, wow.
So I have to restart all over again. That's all right.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, are you must be at work. Are you at work?
Yeah, I'm going to go to work. I'm driving to work.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, you know, you can always type it in.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, listen, even on your
Raymond,
date.
Raymond, welcome.
When are you not working? I mean, on weekends.
He's always
Sunday.
Seems like you are working all the time. Jeez Louise.
Yeah, man.
Family.
Yeah. Well, it's busy. But I appreciate it, guys. You know what? I'll leave you guys with this since we're talking about Chocomil and all that.
Okay.
Here's the sponsor for Chocomil. Hello, citizens. This is Caliman telling all the children to drink their Chocomil con plátano so you can grow up to be a strong superhero like Caliman. Okay. Remember that guy?
Yes, Caliman.
Yeah.
That's great.
All right. Later, guys. Hey, peace.
Before you go. Give us a farewell, but do it all in Spanish.
Adios, el viejito. That's the old man. Adios, Dina Joe. Adios, Eric. And buenas noches. Even though it's not nighttime.
That was kind of weak. Just for that, I'm
going to
hang up on you. That was
kind of
weak.
Don't do it, man.
You're out of here. That was a weak mic.
That was weak.
That was Homeboy 88, everybody. Homeboy 88, one of our favorite guys. He's been.
I prefer we think of him as our resident Podbean comedian.
He is a great guy, and check out his video. He's just a fun guy, and no, I'm not being mean to him by hanging up on him. That's a thing that we. I've been hanging up on Homeboy 88 for 2 years. He's just a great guy. Great guy, and that's part of our. That's part of our thing. We hang up on I hang up on him. Yeah.
Welcome, CZFSKPY. Welcome.
Pretty good stuff. So what'd you find out about me, Dina Joe, with the stuff in my refrigerator and my pantry?
Nothing. Did you like grow stuff in your pantry?
And I'm still a little kid.
Yeah, that you're totally a little kid. Grammy's buying stuff for a little guy.
Well, like I've
said, sister, good to see you.
Like I've said, the older I get, the more I become a toddler. You know.
I could see that if you were losing your teeth, but you still got some.
I am. The dentist is pulling them out.
Oh, you didn't see what I put in there, Ralph? I said I have almond butter, Granny Smith apples, sourdough bread, cheese, and eggs. And bacon. That would be
bacon.
We have bacon in the fridge somewhere.
Troncat, as long as you're not drooling all over yourself, I think you're good. I don't know, man. I'm a drooler at night. I tell
at
you what,
night,
I don't know what is going on with that. You know, wake up, my beard's all wet. What's going on? I don't know. Oh, man. Man alive. Ah, good talk. Good talk. So, so that's not pillow sweat then. No, it's not.
It's drool. You wake up and it's like...
It's drool.
All on the side of your face. I know. It's terrible.
It's
got to be terrible with your beard, too. All crunchy.
I know. That's why I got to keep it oiled up. Keep it from being crunchy. Grammy bought me this.
Wash your beard, every morning. Yeah.
What do you mean every morning?
Well, if you drool, you would have to wash.
No, you know I take my monthly shower. So
seriously, no.
The only time I break the habit of monthly is when you're complaining about your eyes burning, and I think, the stink is my stench is reaching Colorado.
It's coming down the jet stream. Better hold your noses. Here comes the jet stream. Smell of the old man.
Yeah, you walk outside. Up, the old man. It's about time for the old man to take a shower. I can smell him all the way here in Colorado. That's funny stuff. That is just too funny. Ah, good times. Good times. Time's going by fun. Guess what time it is, too? It is time.
Oh my
gosh. It's ready. It's ready. Are you guys ready? I'm ready.
I'm not.
you better get ready.
I know. Yeah, I am.
Are you ready? It's time for Dina Jo to take control. Presenting music history, sharing information on artists and their music. Here she is, Dina Jo!
Woo! Yeah, baby!
Hey, guys in the chat room. People in the chat room, do you think DeGray ought to go live with have a live show with a live podcast? I mean, a live chat room after this, after ours? Yes! Do it.
I've already let him know that that time slot after you is open anyway, so why not?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's Grammy's phone diving. Yep. She's not here.
I was like, oh.
I forgot. Bah, 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 bah. I know, I forgot Grammy's phone sitting there beside me.
All right, dude. It's Friday all yours. The 13th. We are going to be in the modern rockabilly mood this morning. And I'm going to give you a little little snippet of what they're going to be talking in some of these about jump music. And jump music is blues. Is an up-tempo style of blues usually played by small groups featuring horn instrument is popular in the 40s and it was a precursor of rhythm and blues and rock and roll. And it started to come around right in the swing era. So we are going to start off with the first rockabilly band, and these guys are called the Wise Guys, and it's Wise Guys, G-U-Y-Z, all together as one. Don't Touch My Greasy Hair is the song. The Wise Guys are the new sensation in rockabilly music coming from the Ukraine. The band takes their music influences from the greatest American music, country and western, jump blues, and rockabilly. After three self-released CDs, the band is ready to jump internationally with their new album from El Toro Records, consisting of 17 self-penned tracks. A bit of cooning, a touch of blues ballads, and righteous rockabilly have been combined to create marvelous sets of songs. These young guys are wild. They are the Wise Guys. And the last I kind of was reading about them, they were all still doing really well after everything that was happening in the Ukraine. And they are... they're out there helping all their fellow Ukrainians through this. So here is the Wise Guys with Don't Touch My Greasy Hair. Bye, all good. Have a good day. Be safe out there.
That's Don't Touch Black Whiskey Hair, the Wise Guys.
Yeah, just so you know, it got really super low, and I guess, in the chat, too. I thought it might have just been me, but there's...
Really? Can you hear me okay right now?
Yeah, you're...
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, with the music... Yeah. But when the music starts, it starts off and then it goes, it just like, kind of like fades. It sounds like it's fading. Huh, yeah.
I didn't touch anything.
Yeah. All right. We'll try it again. Here's number two, and it's going to be the Radics with All Wound Up. For all of the unintentionals out there, the Radics are a psychobilly rockabilly band from Sheffield who gained an admiring following in the 80s and early 90s. Woo! he would embark on the tours of Germany and France as they, that'll wake you up, as their reputation and popularity grew. He supported all the major bands of a similar genre over the years and played with them too. You name it, they've played with them. This year they saw the band reform, and now after more than 20 years away, the Radics are Dale Williams on vocals, this time joined by Ben Lee on guitar, our new old friend Nev Preston, and returning on bass is Martin Slim Elwood on drums. And the Radics are back, being stronger than ever. Here they are, the Radics with All Wound Up. Yeah. Oh, see, now it just went really low. It's good.
That's the Radicals. It's All Wound Up. Yeah, I think what happened on that first song is I probably had a call coming in.
Oh, okay.
Probably had a call coming in.
Ralph said it happened on this last one, too.
What?
What happened to Eric? Yeah, it goes low. He said it goes low. It did.
What the heck?
He said, I think you have a compressor, he's saying. I don't know what that means.
I'm back.
I don't know.
The app just kicked me out.
I thought so. I was like, what? Eric.
So it must be an app.
I guess Podbean is being a pain in the butt again.
It's some kind of solar flare thing, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So there.
All right. Well, we'll struggle.
So I don't know if it's just me. Thanks for letting us know, though, because I don't know if it's just me that's hearing it or if it's everybody that's hearing it. Okay. Number three. And this is why I found that there's a lot of women rockabillies out there, and this is one of them, Amelia May, and it's Johnny's Got a Boom Boom. Johnny's Got a Boom Boom is a song by the Irish rockabilly musician, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist Imelda Bay. And known primarily as a singer, she also plays the bateron, I think that's how you say it, bateron, the guitar, bass guitar, and trombone. She's known for her musical styles of rockabilly revival and has also been compared to female jazz musicians such as Billie Holiday. Bye, JJ. Written solely by May, the songs were released on her debut single and lead single from her second studio album is called Love Tattoo, the album, and it was released on January 26th of 2009. The song gained significant popularity, goodness, in Ireland and in the United Kingdom upon its release and launched in May into the mainstream success after her performance of the song on Later with the host Jules Holland on September 23rd of 2008. The song is also featured on the 2010 comedy action movie Wild Target. Here is Amelia May with Johnny's Got a Boom Boom.
Let me try turning the volume down a little bit and see if it stays consistent. Here we go.
Okay.
The hook, those big bass notes, thunder on my chest, stuck in my throat, pulling me down like a rumble in the ground, crawls up from the depths with a deep down sound. Johnny got a boom boom, Johnny got a bam, he got it.
Oh, nice bass.
Big bum body, lonely neck. Swell was a woman that had his grip.
All right, that's Johnny Big Got a Boom Boom by
Imelda May.
Imelda May. Johnny Got a Boom Boom. Okay, did that sound better, everybody?
It did sound better.
I was probably overloading the system too much. There you go. I liked it loud. I'm sorry. I like it loud. Any of the others you want to hear when we get to the end, you want me to hit them again, let me know.
Okay. All right.
Oh, hey, Scooter. Careful. Didn't see you there.
Hi, Scooter. Good to see you. I didn't see you come in either. Sorry about that. All right, number four on our list today is going to be Big Bad Voodoo Daddy with Digga Digga Doo. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy is a contemporary swing revival band from Southern California. Their notable singles include Go Daddy O, You and Me and a Bottle of Three Tonight, Baby, and Mr. Pinstripe Suit. The band played in the Super Bowl halftime show of 1999.
Really?
It was originally formed in Ventura, California. In 1989, by lead singer Scotty Morris, the band was named Big Bad Voodoo Daddy after Scotty Morris met blues guitarist legend Albert Collins at one of the latter concerts. He signed my poster to Scotty, the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, Morris explains. I thought it was the coolest name ever heard in the coolest music night I've ever seen. So when it came to time to name the band, I didn't really have a choice. I felt like it was handed to me. The band has concentrated on swing from the 1940s and 1950s. And bye, Marty.
See you later,
and Marty. Played clubs and lounges in the early years. I love this song. Here is Big Bad Voodoo Daddy with Digga Digga Doo. Bye, Marty.
Oh, this is nice, yeah.
Isn't it great? It's great. Yeah.
I love this.
I know.
Is this just a musical?
He'll start to sing.
Hear his heart beat, a little tattoo singing digga digga doo digga doo doo digga digga doo digga doo. You love me and I love you.
That's the big, big bad voodoo daddy with digga digga doo.
I'm so very digga digga doo.
I love that. That is awesome.
Isn't it great?
Awesome. Oh, yeah, it is. That is awesome.
I could try to dance to that, Ralph. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I just figured out, I like to crank the music in my headphones that I'm listening to the show in. I like to crank it, you know, so I play it so I can hear it loud, and then I'm overloading.
And then it goes down on ours.
I'm overloading the system on you guys, so it goes down. And then I noticed, I go, oh, wait, maybe I ought to just turn my headphones up.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so
what were you gonna say, Eric?
I noticed, like, whenever you had done like the music shows in the past, like probably in the first year that Podbean was really taking off and people were coming here during the start of the pandemic, like whenever you would do the music shows, I know like the music shows, it would kind of like fade out and then like Podbean was like throttling the algorithm.
Yeah, it was just that I didn't have the right balance between what was going out in my headphones. If I want to hear it louder, turn your headphones up, old man, and leave the everything else down. So, okay. Anyway, I'm learning.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah.
Never stop learning. All right, number five, the Royal Rhythmaires, and the song is called Cajun Boy. These guys are really good, too. The Royal Rhythmaires are a roots rhythm and blues band ready to get people dancing again and keep them dancing. This band provides the blues shouting, horn honking, hand clapping, foot stomping sounds of the 50s and 40s and 50s rhythms and blues. Ah. With the powerhouse soulful singer, honking tenor, and barre sax, the slapping upright bass, pounding piano, and driven drums, this band is a must listen to. With further research, the Royal Rhythm Mirrors have come to an end, but some of the members of the band formed a new band called the Stratton Liners, who also carry the torch forward. You can give them a listen to, too. But here we're going to play the Royal Rhythm Mirrors with Cajun Boys.
This is some great music.
I met him down by the bayou, fresh off the turning truck. He wanna run the show, tell me where to go, but that the means to make a quick buck. He ain't no friend of mine, he never was a friend of mine. What it once was a dusty plain, he whispered my body back toward the rain. Cajun boy, all you know is fiddles and stew, baby. Cajun boy, all you got is riddles for you, baby. Cajun boy, all you know is fiddles and stew.
This is the Royal Rhythmers.
Rhythmers.
Rhythmers with Cajun Boy. Oh, that's a good sound. God, that is such a good sound.
Hi, Julian.
Oh, I'm so glad you're liking the music. Thank you. Hi, Julian. Welcome. All right. Number six. I love this band. I've danced to this band. They are fun. It's the Blasters, and the song is Border Radio. The Blasters are an American rock band formed in 1979 in Downey, California, not far from where I grew up and was born, by brothers Phil Alvin, vocals and guitar, Dave Alvin's guitar, with bass guitarist John Baz and drummer Bill Bateman. Their self-described American music is the blend of rockabilly, early rock and roll, punk rock, mountain music, and rhythm and blues and country. The Blasters have devoted fan base and have received largely positive critic reviews, but have earned only limited mainstream success. Critic Mark Deming wrote of them, "The Blasters display a wide range of musical style and were a supremely tight and tactful band with enough fire, smarts, and passion for two or three groups." Here is The Blasters with Border Radio.
One more midnight love, the man's still gone. The night moves too slow. He tries to remember the heat of his touch while listening to the border radio. She calls toll free and requests a song. Someday
The Blasters with Border Radio. I like that.
They're fun. All right. Lastly, we're going to leave with the Brian Sensor Orchestra with Jump Jive and Wail. The Brian Sensor Orchestra, sometimes known by BSO, is a swing jump blues band formed in 1990 by the Stray Cats frontman Brian Sensor. In 1994, he released the debut album Brian Sensor Orchestra, which combined his rockabilly style with swing, big band, and jump blues. In 1998, their breakout album Dirty Boogie, the ground cover Louis Prima's Jump, Jive, and Wail, which originally appeared on Prima's 1957 album The Wildest. Here is Brian Sensor Orchestra with his version of Jump, Jive, and Wail.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna help.
I would love to see him live.
I've seen the Stray Cats.
Yeah. He's got a huge orchestra.
Oh, you gotta jump, jive. Then you really 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 gotta jump, jive. Then you will away.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from the studio, it's the Brian Seltzer on the Jump, Jive, and Wail.
He's got a great voice, too, for this kind of music. What a great, great band. And he can jam his guitar. I mean, he just can rip it. What a great list, Dina Jo. I enjoyed this so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. This has been a great week of music. Great week of music. Good times. Good times.
Thank you all. Thank you.
Hey, and while I'm thinking of it, be sure to tune in, be sure to download and listen to the latest edition of the Beans and Weenie Show, because they tackled the greatest debate of all time. And, you know, they're looking for answers. Does the toilet paper roll over the front or roll over the back?
The back.
Make sure you check out download their show and check it out, because they have that debate, and it gets pretty wild. It gets pretty wild. Great show, you guys. Great show. Yeah, he says, DJ, you're wrong,
huh? Not over. No.
It's like a waterfall. It's a waterfall, Dina Jo.
And then that's bad. It just keeps coming down. You got to come over the back where you have some control. Thank you, BP. Next week, we're going to start off with the essential James Taylor. We're due 3 days of some James Taylor, and then Thursday and Friday, we are going to go over 16 love songs that are kind of creepy. Creepy. Oh,
that'll be good.
Yeah.
Scooter says, beards are good, mullets are bad. That's how you compare the toilet paper thing.
Oh, no.
No. Be sure to download their latest show and enjoy the debate that they had. It was fun. It was fun. Man, it seems like we could carry that
Hi,
debate.
Hi, Tuesday. Good to see you.
Because you and I are on opposite sides of the roll, the toilet paper roll.
Of the roll? You know? We're on opposite sides of the roll.
That's too fun.
Do you ever change the way the roll is if you go to somebody's house?
Yes.
You betcha. I've done it too.
You betcha. I change it, man. Yeah, I change it.
Yes, he and his stinky Crocs can go with over there by you.
That's too tough.
Oh my gosh. Yes, we've all done that. Changed it. Must be. It's over.
That is so funny. That is so
it
funny.
It is going over, but just coming down the back.
I changed it at your house, Dina Jo.
Oh, wow. I don't use that bathroom upstairs.
That upstairs bathroom is like, what the French toast? Oh, jeez. Oh, man. What a great day, everybody. It's Friday the 13th. Get out there and have some fun today. Tomorrow's the weekend.
Oh, National Apple Pie Day.
Ooh, I love me some apple pie. That's got to be my favorite pie, apple pie.
Apple pie. I'm kind of known for making apple pie because I make this glaze, this Jack Daniel's glaze.
Oh, geez.
It kind of goes over the top of it and sinks into it.
Why didn't I have you make an apple pie when I was there?
Because I didn't know you were
busy.
Coming.
We were too busy. You know, Grammy makes a great apple pie, too. You girls and your apple pies, man. Oh, my. But what intrigues me about yours is that Jack Daniel's glaze.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I saw a thing in Sam's Club. You guys got Sam's Clubs? Did you know at Sam's Clubs, you can buy a barrel of Jack Daniel's? A barrel of Jack Daniel's. It's just a little under $8,000, but you can buy you a full barrel of Jack Daniel's. I saw the advertisement for it. Blew me away.
Wow.
What would you do with a barrel? Go ahead, Dean. Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. Blame somebody else, Day. Yeah, blame somebody else. It's name somebody, blame somebody else day, eat nice. Crouton, apple pie day, national jump like a frog, go jump like a frog, blame somebody else while you're jumping like a frog, eat some fruit cocktail, which I'm sure you have a can of because you eat it with your pudding and jello.
Oh, yeah. Grammy buys me those little fruit cocktails.
Yeah.
Have it with my cottage cheese.
Yes, you could do that. Oh, gross. Yeah.
It's not gross. Oh,
my word.
Score! I just had to give you one good blast before the week's up.
Oh, nice.
That's just for you, Dina Jo. Just for you. Now you can't hear. I can't hear a thing now. My ears are gone. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
I didn't.
What else is it? Is that it? Is that all there is on days for today?
Yeah, that are important. There's people's birthdays.
We don't care.
There's some birthdays now, but National Fruit Cocktail, Jump Like a Frog.
Yeah.
National Crouton Day, Blame Somebody Else Day, National Apple Pie, National Hummus. I love me some good garlic hummus.
You know, hummus is good. It really is.
It's good for you.
Yeah, hummus is good
for you, right? It's garbanzo beans.
Nothing wrong with it. It's a great dip. You know, it's good on celery. It's good. It's a good little dipper. Yeah. Yeah, hummus is good. Especially
garlic
when you put
that's my favorite garlic hummus. Mm-hmm.
Hummus is good, especially when you put it on steak.
What?
Hummus is good, especially when you put it on meat. You got to put it on some meat. It's good.
No, I wouldn't. I would only eat it with crackers or chips or something.
Chickpeas. Garbanzo beans and chickpeas are the same, aren't they, Dina Jo?
Yes, I believe so. I believe they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Garbanzo beans and chickpeas.
Yeah, I think they are too.
I think so.
But no, seriously. Hummus is good. I remember Grammy was going to buy, oh, what are you buying that for? I don't like that. Why are you buying that? And then she'd go, well, here, try it. And I tried it and went, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I heard it's real easy, John, to make. It's only a couple ingredients. And remember, I tried the chocolate one. Remember, guys? I tried it and gave you guys all the
What do you like dipping in your hummus, Demon Joe?
I like either those flat pretzel chips that you can buy or the bagel chips.
Oh yeah.
Bagel.
Those are good dippers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like celery. I love it on celery. Mm. Celery's good. Do you like celery?
Yeah, I like celery, but you have to pull the back little strings out of it.
Yeah, you know, it's fibery, yeah. But I love it. I love it when it's like really fresh, and when you bite it, you get that snap. You know, it snaps off. Yeah, but it's good stuff.
Oh, Mr. Steels, thank you for putting that in there. We're not going to be on tomorrow, but it is an important one. Stamp out hunger food drive. So I'm sure that every place where you guys live, I'm sure there's probably something going on. You just have to look for it. So yes, let's stamp out hunger. I think we all have probably excess compared to what other people might have. So let's just try to be kind.
Yeah, take a bag of canned goods or something down to your local food bank.
Food banks, I think, are the best place to go because
that's
if
the
people
best place
really want help, you know, they'll go there. Yeah. I had to go to a food bank once in my life. I'm not going to be ashamed to say it. You know, I had to go to one before, so I always give. If they're outside the grocery store, I will always give.
Yeah. Food banks are a good thing to go and give things to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, do that. Food pantries. Yeah. Food pantries need supplies, so get out there and just support. You know, and they'll take it. You know, they don't look down. You go in there with a couple of cans, they don't look down at you. No, they appreciate it. So, yeah, get out there and do that. That's a good thing. And that's tomorrow, you say, Dina Jo?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good times.
It's tomorrow.
All righty. Well, listen, that's a good time to we'll close the show down on that positive note. Yeah. Get out there and share your well-being with people. Donate to the local food banks and the little pantries that are out there, whatever they call them in your neighborhood. Eric, we got some time. You want to promote some shows that are coming up?
Well, you got plenty of shows coming up on Podbean, like Milk Dog, Jeff Moore, and Frankie D in Daytime, and then John Gill, he's on at 5 p.m. Eastern. This Swap Doesn't Lie at 7 p.m. Eastern, the Beans and Weenie Show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and also in primetime, you'll probably have Saul Blue Sister doing her Friday evening show, and then Joe Antonio probably doing back-to-back shows, and maybe Dude Sean later, and then you've also got Crazy Train and Jim Hinckley and the It's Doomsday podcast to round out the weekend. But no, Club Code Blue is Saturday evening. And happy birthday today to Will from the Art of Floundering podcast. Hopefully he's listening to this episode on download that we hear definitely thinking about him and wishing him all the best. And look forward to seeing everybody else around Podbean.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. A lot of good podcasts out there. A lot of good ones coming up through the weekend. Make sure you tune in and give them some support. Throw them some support their way. And speaking of support, we really appreciate each and every one of you for supporting our little podcast. We have a blast doing it. We hope that you enjoy hearing it as much as we have doing it. Yeah, we have fun. All right, yeah. Well, I guess it's that time.
It's that time.
And DeGrayer is coming up next too.
Yeah, Mr. DeGray.
Check out Mr. DeGray. Check out the Sarge.
And Ralph will be back next week.
There you go.
Yay.
And now a final word from Dina Jo. You thought I was going to say something funny, didn't you, Dina Jo?
I don't know. Oh, be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Have a great day. We love you guys. We appreciate you guys so very much. See you around Podbean. Bye.
Dina Jo. And be sure to download the app for the WESN Epic Strategies Network. And they still have a fundraiser drive going. Be sure to flash a little cash your way. Help keep that radio station up. Keep the music alive. That's what we want to do. And check them out. They got a ton of great music going on in that place, on that radio station. You just can't go without hearing music, man. You got to tune in. And you can, if you have the app for your phone, that way you can listen to it anywhere you want. Or you can open up their webpage on your laptop or desktop computer and listen to their music presentations that way. A lot of good music. Check them out. All right. I'm choking. Choking on my drool.
Oh no.
Our music's done. We're out of here, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Love you. God bless you, everybody. See you around the Podbean. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you all next time.
Come back Monday. We'll be here 7 a.m. Pacific time. Later, Gators.